Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Yud Bet Amud Aleph, 14 lines down. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Asara Divarim Nivru'u B'Yom Rishon. There are 10 things that were created on the first day, Ve'eluhein. And these are the items, Shemaim, Va'aretz, Tohu, Vavahu, Or, V'choshech, Ruach, Umayim, Midat Hayom, Umidat Halayla. So, if you were to suggest that there are 10 things created on the first day, we would assume that these are the fundamental building blocks for everything that is in creation. So you have here Shemayim Varetz, the heavens and the earth. You have Tov Vavohu, which existed prior to that, and the Gemara will discuss this. Or V'choshech, light and dark. Ruach Mayim, wind and water. Midat Hayom, Midat Halayla is the length of the day, the length of the night. The 24 hours that the day and night take to complete a full day, and the 12-hour split between the two of them. Shemayim Varetz, how do we know that the heavens and the earth were created? Dichtiv, Breishit Baralukim et Hashemayim Vedaretz. That one is the most obvious because it's mentioned in the creation on the first day. Tov Vavohu, how do we know? Dichtiv, Aretz Haita Tov Vavohu. Because it describes what the Aretz was. It was Tov Vavohu. Or V'choshech, Choshech Dichtiv V'choshech Apnei Tehom. Because it already says that the Choshech was going across the Tehom. Or Dichtiv, Ayom Elokim Yihi Or. So all these items are mentioned in the first day of creation. Ruach Omayim again, Dichtiv. The spirit, or the wind of God, was floating across the waters. The measurements for a complete cycle of 24 hours of a full day. Now, Tanu. Now the Gemara is going to explain some of these items that are not clear. What is Tohu? What is this vast emptiness? Kav Yarok Shemekif et Kol HaOlam Kulo. It is this green line that surrounds the entire world, Shemimene Yatza Choshech, from which it comes out the darkness, Shenemar, and then they bring a pasuk from Tehillim, Yashet Choshech, Sitro Svivotav, he made darkness his hiding place around him. So you see that the Choshech, or the darkness, surrounds the heavens, the Shemaim, and that was where this Tohu was, until it's filled by the Shemaim Varetz. Vohu, what is this? Vohu, Elu Avanim Hafudamot Hamishukaot Batahom. These are these slimy, moist, wet stones that are sunken into the deep. Shmehem Yotzim Hamayim, from which comes out the water. Shenemar says, V'nata Alea Kav Tohu. They will stretch across it a line of Tohu. V'avne Vohu. And the stones of Vohu. So in this Pasuk, you have both of these items, which is that the line of confusion, or the line of mixture, which is the tohu, the avnei vohu, and the plummets of emptiness, or here the Gemara's drawing is the rocks of emptiness. So you see from here that tohu is associated with a line that is stretched out, and vohu is associated with these rocks. And you can see here what the Gemara is saying is that this tohu vohu is the source for some of the basic building blocks that come out from here, which is that Tohu is the source for darkness, for Choshech, and Vohu is the source for the water. V'or b'yom rishon ivrei. Is it really true that the light was created on the first day? V'aktiv, v'yiten otam elokim berakia shamayim. That Hashem placed the constellations in the sky only on the fourth day. V'aktiv, v'yere v'yivoker yom rivii. So how could you say that light and darkness were created on the first day if the sun and the moon only appear on the fourth day? It says, that's not a problem. Kid Rebbe Lazar, Damar Rebbe Lazar, or Shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Rishon, Adam Tzofeh Bo Misof Olam Ve'ad Sofo. The light that was created on the first day is not the light that we think of as being the light of the sun, but rather a light that gave one the ability to see from one end of the earth to the other. Kevin Shinistach HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'dor HaMabul B'dor HaPilagah. Once he saw the Dor HaMabul, who's going to sin, and the Dor HaPilagah, V'rashim Asehem Mikul Kalim, and he saw that their actions were perverted, Amad V'ginzul Mehen, he went ahead and he put it away, hid it, sequestered it from them, Shenemar, V'yimana Mirashim Oram, that Hashem took away, or removed from the Rishaim, their light, Olami Ganzo, and so then who did he put it away for, who did he hide it for, Letzadikim Latidavo, for the tzaddikim in the future, Shenemar, Vayar Elukim etor ki tov. Hashem saw that the light was tov, vein tov el tzaddik, and tov is a reference for the tzaddik, Shenemar, imru tzaddik ki tov. Say to the righteous, because he is good. Kevin Shira or Shagunzo the Tzadikim Samach. And once he saw that he had put away this light for the Tzadikim, Lati Devosh, Nemar, or Tzadikim Yismach, that the light of the Tzadikim brings happiness. So you see that the light of the first day is not the light that we thought of as a physical light, but rather a spiritual light that references to Olam Haba, and built into the world on the first day is one of these parts, the building block, which is Olam Haba, the potential reward for the Tzadikim, as well as Nimna. Hashem withheld that reward from the Rishayim, who were not going to act appropriately, because he didn't feel that he could leave that or that spiritual reward to be there because of the misdeeds of the Rishayim. Kitanai. This is similar to Machloket Tanaim. Or Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon, Adam Tzofeh Mabit Bo Misof Olam V'Ad Tzofo, Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. So similar to what we just suggested over here, that the light on the first day was not like a physical light, but rather a spiritual light that gave one the ability to see from one end of the earth to the other. V'Chachamim Arim, Hein Hein Me'orot Shnivru'u B'Yom Rishon, V'Lo Nitnu Ad Yom Revi'i. No, that on the first day, the constellations were created, it just they weren't put into their place or into their functioning until the fourth day. So the light that existed on the first day was a physical light. It was the constellations, just they were not made to work yet or function the way that we know them, but they were in place, allowing there to be light, but that is a physical light, not a spiritual light. Amar Rav Zutra Bartuv Yamarav, Basara Dvarim Nivra Olam. There were 10 building blocks for putting together the world. Bichochma, with wisdom. Ubetvuna, with understanding. Ubedat, and with reasoning, ubikoach, and with strength, ubigara, with rebuke, ubigvura, with strength, bitzedek, with righteousness, ubimishpat, with judgment, bichesed, with loving kindness or charitability, ubirachamim, with compassion, bichochma, ubitvuna. How do we know that Hashem used wisdom and understanding? Tiv Hashem bichochma yasad aretz, kunein shamayim bitvuna. That Hashem, with His wisdom, established the land, and He put in place the heavens bitvuna with His understanding. Bidat, how do we know that dat reasoning was used? Diktei bidato talmot nivku. Through His reasoning, the depths were carved out, were broken up. Bekoach ugvura, how do we know through strength and might? Diktei mechin harim bikocho, He prepared the mountains with His strength. Nezar bigvura, He girded Himself with His might. Bigara, with gara dichtiv, amudei shamayim yurafafu viitmeu migarato. The pillars of the heavens were weakened or shaking, viitmeu migarato. And they were shocked or became firm because of His rebuke. Bitzedek umishpat, with righteousness and judgment dichtiv, tzedek umishpat mechon kisacha. That righteousness and judgment are the foundations of your throne. Bechesed uberachamim, with kindness and compassion, dichtiv, zuchor rachamecha Hashem, vechasadecha kimolam hema. Remember Hashem, your compassion, your rachamim, vechasadecha, and your kindness, kimolam hema, because they're forever. They were always there. So those 10 things combined to bring together the world. Again, many of these things are either opposites of each other, which are the competing midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how He interacts with the world. Sometimes He acts with the midat din, sometimes the midat rachamim. As we approach Rosh Hashanah, we know how important that is, that we beseech Hashem to act and interact with us with His midat rachamim and not His midat din. But there are aspects of the world that run on teva, that are action-reaction, and those require a mishpat. There are other aspects of the world where Hashem intervenes or changes the course of history, and those involve rachamim. And the same is true with strength and with understanding and wisdom, all the different attributes that Hashem uses in His interaction with the world. That when Hashem created the world, they were rolling away like two balls of, I'll call it yarn or the warp, until Hashem rebuked it and it stopped. Shinemar, Amudei Shemayim Yirafafu, V'itmeu Migarato. The book quoted before that the pillars that were holding up the heavens were weak or trembling, and then they were stopped in their tracks from His rebuke. V'ayinu damar Reish Lakish, Shmai Dichtiv, Ani Kel Shakai, Ani Hu Shamarti Olam, Die. I'm the one who said to the world, Die. Meaning the word Shakai, the Shem Hashem means Mi Shamar Olam Dai. He says it's enough in its expansion. Again, when Hashem created the oceans, the waters, it went to spread and spread. And he rebuked it. And then it left dry land on the outskirts. And when Hashem rebuked the oceans or the seas, then it dried out, meaning it left areas that would be drier, the dry land. And all the rivers were left dry. And in the words of the Maral, this really talks about the idea that Chomer, that the physical world is something that is amorphous. It is something that does not have shape. In order for it to take shape, it needs something called a tzura. It needs a form to come about it. And that's what it's saying, that Hashem gave the Chomer and the building blocks of the physical world. But then the world only takes shape when Hashem says, die. It's enough, enough to spreading. When Hashem brings limitations and gives form to the physical world, then each of those aspects takes on a function and a purpose, and then also allows for other things to exist. They don't just meld together or cross together, but it gives definition, discreteness to each object. And that's what it means. When Hashem creates the world, and when Hashem continues to create the world, is that each discrete object and everything in the world is given a tzura through the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it was not for that, then the world would return to tohu vavohu. It would return to that complete mixture where all of the chomer and all of this physicality would simply meld together into a singular tohu vavohu, and there'd be nothing to the world. So Hashem's constant mindfulness of the world is what keeps the world with its tzura, and that's what keeps the physical world functioning, but that's also our opportunity to elevate the physical world, because all physicality requires tzura. The form that's given to it can be a form that simply makes it functional in terms of physicality, or you can give it a form or a tzura that allows it to take on a spiritual meaning or tachlit, purpose, in which you can then elevate the physical world and bring it to be something that is of the spiritual realm. Tan Rabbanan, Bet Shemai Omrim, Shemaim Nivru Tchila, V'achar Kach Nivreit Haaretz. At first the heavens were created, and then afterwards the land, or the earth. Shenemar Breshit Bara Elokim Et Hashamayim V'et Haaretz. That's what it says in the first day of creation, that Shemaim went first, and then Haaretz. That the land, or the earth, was created first. And then the heavens. On the day that Hashem created the land and the heavens. So you have competing psukim over here. One pasuk suggests that the Shemaim was first, and one pasuk suggests that the Eretz, or the Aretz, was first. And Beit Hillel subscribes to the position that the Aretz was first, and Beit Shammai subscribes to the position that the Shemaim was first. Amalem Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, the Divrechem. Adam bone aliyah, v'acharkach bone abayit. Person builds the upper chambers or the upper floors and then puts the base or the house underneath it. Shenemar, ha'bone b'shamayim malutav, v'agruto eretz yisada. That he builds in the heavens malutav. Malutav are the upper levels. V'agurato el eretz yisada. And his vaults or his chambers chambers foundations are on the earth. So you see that the base is the earth, and the Shemaim is built on top of it. So you would normally build the base or the foundation, and then you would only put the Aliyotav afterwards. Does a person first make the footstool and then make the throne? Shenemar, Ko amar Hashem, Hashemaim kisi, the heavens are my throne, va'aretz adom raglai, and the land is my footstool. So you always make the throne first, and then afterwards you fix the footstool, so that would indicate you put the Shemaim first, and then the Aretz. Chamim say that they were created simultaneously. Shenemar, Af yada yasda Aretz. My hands have founded the earth. Vimini tipcha Shemaim. And my right hand spawned the heavens. Kore ani alehem. I call it about you. Yamdu yachdav, you should stand together. Vidach. The other opinions, meaning Beit Elayel and Beit Shammai, ma yachdav. What do they do with the word yachdav? The Chachamim say yachdav means that it happens simultaneously. But what do Beit Elayel and Beit Shammai do this? Delo mishtalfe mehadodi. That they do not separate from each other. And that the heavens and the earth, where they connect, they're always pinned together. They never separate. So Gemara says, now, kashu cry ahadodi. The truth is that we have a steer on the psukim, because one pasuk says that it was shamayim varetz, and the other one says it's eretz v'shamayim. So how do we reconcile between the psukim? So amar resh lakish, kishinivru'u barash shamayim v'chakach ba'aretz. When they were created, the heavens went first, and then afterwards the land. Ukishinata, but when Hashem actually placed them in position and established them, Nata ha'aretz v'kachach nata shemayim. He built the aretz and then the shemayim. So that's interesting, conceptually, because it's very similar to the way that the Mishkan is built. If you remember there, the Agarata by the Mishkan also talks about a similar phenomenon by which Bezalel and Moshe discussed the issue of building the Aron first or building the Mishkan first. And Bezalel's argument is you first need a Mishkan and then you can put the Aron into the Mishkan. And Moshe gave instructions for the Aron first, and then the Mishkan. Why? Because when you talk about impotential, and when you talk about the focus, or the primary aspect of the Mishkan, the Aron is the center of the Mishkan. That's what it's all about. It's all about having the presence of the Shekhinah, and having the Aron. The Mishkan is just a way to clothe the Aron. It's a way to encompass the Aron. But you're right, in practical form, when you actually go to build it, you're going to have to build the Mishkan first, and then the Aron. So when it talks about what's the primary object or objective of the Mishkan, it speaks about the Aron first. When it comes to actually practically building it, it speaks about building the Mishkan, and then afterwards the Aron. So same thing here by Shemayim Varetz. When Hashem is speaking about creation and the primary objective of creation, Shemayim goes first, because the heavens and the spiritual side is the primary purpose or objective of people on earth. But when it comes to the practical building of the earth, then you build the aretz, and then the shamayim surrounds or cloaks the earth. So therefore you build the earth, and you put the earth out first, and then only afterwards do you put out the shamayim. So it's very similar to the concept that we discussed by the Mishkan. It also applies over here. And that will also match up with Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai's opinions in other places, which is that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel argue in many places about the halacha, and we've spoken about this in other places in terms of lighting Hanukkah candles, the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, all these other machlokot that we have between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, the difference between whether we focus on the physical and the reality of what is transpiring, or do we focus on the potential and spiritual side of the mitzvah. Beit Shammai usually takes the potential that's embedded in the object, the spiritual side, the more spiritual and loftier view of a mitzvah. Whereas Beit Hillel takes the view of a practical and functional side of the mitzvot. And in that way, you can explain many of the machlokot between them. But it's also manifest here in the machlokot about Shemayim Varetz, that Beit Hillel says the Aretz comes first, and then the Shemayim, we focus on the practical, the physical, the reality. And then that can build towards the potential or the spiritual side. On the other hand, Beit Shammai says we focus on the spiritual or the potential side. And then only in the light of that can we exist on the Aretz, and can we have the Aretz here. And those two different worldviews color their Piskei Halacha as well as their opinions in many places throughout Shas. And as is known that we paskin like Beit Hillel, because in Olam HaZeh, Beit Hillel is right. We have to focus on the practical and the here and now and what the reality is. But Latid Lavo, we're going to paskin like Beit Shammai, because Latid Lavo, where the focus is going to be on spirituality and potential, that's when the halacha of Beit Shammai will actually be ascendant, because that will be the proper time to focus on those goals or make those goals the primary focus of our activities. My Shammayim, what is the meaning of the word Shammayim? I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Shisham Mayim, because that's where the waters are kept. Bematnita Tano, in a bright we learned it's a combination of the word Eish Umayim, fire and water. Melamechi Aviana Kodesh Baruch with Tarfan Zebzeh, Hashem brought them and mixed them together. Basamehen Rakia, and from that he made the firmament, which is the firmament is made up of both the water and the fire, which is interesting in terms of crossing through the atmosphere of the earth, where one has to cross through an area that is extremely hot and creates a tremendous amount of friction, and is one of the most dangerous parts of the space travel, is crossing in and out of the atmospheres of the Earth, as we know that one of the space shuttles was lost because of that problem of being exposed to crossing through the atmosphere. whether that's the rakia or the firmament is something else, but in the sense that it has this combination of both moisture, water, clouds, and fire that are associated and mixed together. Shal Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Akiva, Shayu Mahochim Bederech. Rabbi Shmuel queried Rabbi Akiva when they were walking along the way. Here we know that Rabbi Akiva was a Talmid of Nachumish Gamzu, and therefore the Gemara in Brachot, when it talks about the story of Rabbi Akiva, says that Rabbi Akiva has this phrase, which he says, called the Avid Rachmana L'Tav Avad, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. Very similar to the phrase that we have from Nachumish Gamzu, which is Gamzu L'Tova. So Rabbi Akiva was a Talmid of Nachumish Gamzu. So here, Rabbi Shmuel is querying Rabbi Akiva and saying, you are a Talmid of Nachumish Gamzu, and we know about Nachumish Gamzu, the Kaf Bet Shana Sheyo Doresh Kol Etin Shebet Torah. For 22 years, he was Doresh every Et in the Torah to figure out what the reboy, the inclusion is from the word Et. Et HaShemayim V'et Aretz Maya Doresh Ben. So please tell me, Et HaShemayim V'et Aretz, what's the reboy that comes out Et HaShemayim V'et Aretz? I'm late. Ilu nemar shamayim va'aretz, had you not used the word et, and simply said, Breshit bara lukim shamayim va'aretz, hayit omer shamayim shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That shamayim, and probably here the Gishish beat shamayim va'aretz, shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the name of God. Breshit bara lukim shamayim va'aretz, and that's part of his names. Achshav shenemar et shamayim et aretz, that is a separator that divides between Breshit bara lukim, that's what God is creating. What is he creating? The object of his creation is et shamayim et aretz. So Gemara says, then for Shemaim Shemaim Mamash, Eretz, Eretz Mamash, that means that the heavens really mean literally the heavens or the skies, and the Aretz means the land or the earth, literally. So now the Gemara says, Et Aretz Lamali, you could have solved that problem by simply saying, Et Shemaim Va'aretz. You didn't have to write Et twice in order to solve that problem. All you need to do is separate between the Shem Elokim and Shemaim Va'aretz. So then, why do you have to put Et Aretz? Lagdim Shemaim Va'aretz, to tell you that the Shemaim came before the Aretz. Because had it just said et shamayim v'aretz, you would have thought that they were created simultaneously. So et comes to say, not only is it not a shem Hashem, but they're also created separately, which is et shamayim, and then only afterwards et haaretz. V'aretz hayta tov vavo, michte b'shamayim atchil b'reisha. That in the beginning, he began with the heavens. Maishna d'kachoshim ma'aseh haaretz. Then why does, in the first day of creation, after it mentions b'reishit bara elokim et shamayim v'et haaretz, then it jumps over to discuss the Aretz, v'aretz hayta tov vavo. If the Shemayim was first, why is the Aretz get the first press in the first day of creation? So it says, Tana de Beir Yishmael, Mashal de Melech Basar Vedam, Shemar l'Avadav, Yishkimu l'Pitchi. Get up early and meet me by my door of my palace. Yishkimu matza. Gets up early and he finds there Nashim, Vanashim, the women, the men, L'mi, Mishabach, L'mi, Shein, Darko, L'Ashkim. Who does he give more praise to? Someone who normally doesn't get up is not normally found there. V'yishkim, and he did it. So someone who went against their nature, or somebody who did something that was out of the ordinary or extraordinary, you give more praise to that individual rather than to the individuals who do this all the time, or it's to be expected of them. So too over here by the Shemayim Va'aretz, as Rashi points out over here, that Shemayim and things that are spiritual happen very fast. So their derech is for things to happen immediately. Whereas in the Aretz, things are mitunim. They take their time. They move in a much slower pace. And because of that, the Aretz would come later. So who do you give more credit to when it says, Bereshit bara elokim et shamayim et aretz, and they come, and they do God's bidding? Et aretz is more significant because it does things much slower. And the fact that it did it anyway is a significant step that also has implications about our view of the world. Again, in the shamayim, where everything's spiritual and God's presence is felt, then over there, action, reaction, everything is midat adin. There is no midat harachamim. Only on the aretz, where there is hastarat panim, where Hashem has kiviyachol made room for the world and allowed the world to exist without his direct and obvious presence, over there things are mitunim. Things happen a little slower, which means even when there's an action, there's not always an automatic reaction. There's midat harachamim, which allows people the time to do tshuva, allows people the opportunity to survive and to rectify their situations, or even for the Rishayim to go on for many years without having to pay the piper. That's number one. Number two is, we see here the emphasis on mitunim, which is why zrizim makdimim the mitzvot. When it comes to mitzvot, zrizut is considered to be a paramount importance because zrizut is the middle of shemaim, is the middle of spirituality. Mitunim, or taking one's time and letting things go and procrastinating, is more a midah of the aretz, the midah tarachamim. So if one is want to be midame le'elyon, wants to be similar to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and to imitate a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then one wants to do things in a zariz fashion. That doesn't mean in a careless and thoughtless fashion. That just means zariz, that one is excited and brings a hit la'avut to the mitzvot, which is associated with spirituality and less so with physicality. And obviously, his result in physicality is a misplaced midah. And it's misusing that midah of zrizut in order to further one's physical pleasure and base side. And that's obviously a midah that is wrongly placed over there. That's the place to be matun, not the place to be zariz. As Tosafot points out over here, the midrash that Rashi brings on Chumash, Rashi over there says that the Shemayim et Aretz is the rabot et tafel Shemayim et tafel Aretz. Hashem on the first day created the Shemayim with all its potential. The Aretz with all its potential, meaning that all the items that he's going to create afterwards were a derivative of that first creation of Shemayim v'Aretz. And the Et is the Rabot et HaTafel. Tosafot says, obviously, that's a different Midrash. And the Midrashim are Chulkim. And it's very important that many times we have Midrashim that just don't agree. You don't have to reconcile all different Agadatot or Midrashim because there are Midrashim that are Chulek. And again, some of the Midrashim being Chulek is not irreconcilable in terms of the facts, because it's not all about facts. It's coming to teach a lesson. And maybe the lesson learned from one and the other, both are true. But here, Tosafot mentions that they are cholek, these midrashim, about what the meaning of et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz is. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, oylam lebriot shiraot ve'inon yodot maraot. Woe is to the creation that they see, and they don't know what they see. Omdot ve'in yodot amayne omdot. They stand, and they don't know what they're standing. Aretz ama omdot, the land, the earth, on what does it stand? Al amudim, on the pillars. Shenemar, hamagiz eretz mimkoma, ve'amudeha itpalatzun. The one who shakes the land from its place, ve'amudeha, its pillars itpalatzun, he causes them to tremble. Amudim alamayim, these pillars stand on the water. Shenemar, lurokaha eretz alamayim, the one who floats the land on top of the water. That's the bracha that we say every morning. In Birkat HaShachar, Rokah Haaretz, Alamayim. Mayim Alei Harim, and the waters sit on the mountains. Shenemar, Aharim Yamdu Mayim. On the mountains is found the water. Harim Baruach, and the mountains are held up by the wind. Shenemar, Kinei Yotzer Harim Uvorei Ruach. Hashem created the mountains and created the wind. What is the connection between the wind and the mountains? It's because the wind holds up the mountains. Ruach Bisara. And the wind is held up by the tempest. Shenemar ruach sarah oseh devaro. The wind of the tempest, of the storms, does the bidding of Hashem. Se'arah tkuyah b'zro shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the tempest and the storms are held up by the arms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar umitachad zro'ot olam. And then under everything is the zro'ot olam, are the arms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu supporting everything. V'chamim armima yudbet amudim omedet. They say on 12 pillars the world stands. Shenemar yatzev gvulot amim. Shem established the borders, the boundaries of the nations, the mispar b'nei Yisrael, according to the number of b'nei Yisrael. So here it's referencing b'nei Yisrael, meaning the children of Yaakov, the Shvatim. So yatzev gvulot amim means that Shem put the boundaries, but the basis, the pillars of the earth, are standing the mispar b'nei Yisrael, the number of b'nei Yisrael, which is 12. V'yesh omrim zayin amudim, and some say it stands on 7 pillars. Shenemar chatzva amudei ashiva. Hashem had hewn 7 pillars that are the foundations of the earth. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua Amar, Alamud Echad, stands on one pillar, V'tzadik Shemo, and it's called the Tzadik, Shenemar, V'tzadik Yisod Olam. The Tzadik is the foundation of the earth. Again, here, when we're talking about the pillars that are the foundations, the things that hold up the earth, here you have 3 different opinions. One of them is that it's the Mispar B'nai Yisrael, that we know from the Midrashim and other places that the world was created for B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael will bring Hashem's presence into the world, who make it obvious that Hashem is the Melech and their Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. The purpose of creation is for B'nai Yisrael. And that's what it means, that they are the pillars of the foundation. Zayin Amudim, this is actually brought in Baba Batra's Chatzva Amuda Shiva to teach us that there are actually 7 Chumashim. Not 5, Chamisha Chumashay Torah, but rather 7 Chumashim. Rabbi Akiva over there divides Bamidbar into 3 different sections. Before Vayimitzoah, and then after Vayimitzoah. But here it references to Torah. Again, an idea that the Chumash, the Torah, is the foundation of the earth. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua says that it's on one Amud, the Tzaddik. The righteous individual is, the world is created for him, because that righteous individual is the one deserving of the rewards of this earth, but he's also the one that brings the schut and the protection that keeps the world going. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Rikiyim Heim, there are two firmaments. Shenemar, Hein LaShem Elokecha Hashemayim, Ushmei Hashemayim. For Hashem there is the heavens, and the heavens of the heavens. So he says there are two firmaments because there's the heavens, and then above that there's Shmei Shemayim, so there must be something else dividing there. Ish Lakish Amar Shiv'a, there are actually seven firmaments, Ve'elohein, and these are their names. Vilon, Rakia, Shchakim, Zvul, Me'on, Mechon, and Arvot. So now the Gemara is going to go through each one of them. Vilon, the curtain, Enu Mishamesh Klum, it does nothing. El Nichna Shachrit V'yotze Arvit, it comes in the morning, it pulls back in the morning, and comes back out in the night. U'michadesh V'choyom Maseh Breshit, and it causes the Maseh Breshit to be recreated each day. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Anote Kadok Shamayim, he spreads out like a curtain the heavens, and then he pulls them or stretches them out like a tent lashavet to sit in. So you see that this idea that there's a vilon or some sort of curtain that's pulled across the sky. The way Rashi reads it is that during the day Hashem pulls back the curtain and that makes visible the sun and the light. And at night he pulls over the shade which makes it dark. The Tosafot raises issues with that because he says if that's the case, how would you see the moon and the stars at night if the vilon actually covered up the sky and blocked out all the light? So he says, Shema nirim mitochot. He says, maybe you can see it through the vilon, just like we can see certain things through the clouds. And then he says, V'nira l'mori, the ferei shibkot, to explain just the opposite of Rashi, which is that shacharit bolam, it goes out, nichna shacharit bolam, mena ora yotza, that it comes in the morning, and from that it brings in the sun with it. And then at night, it takes out the sun with it, and therefore the light of the world is gone because it pulls the sun with it. So that the constellations are fixtures of the vilon, and the vilon moves the sun across, and then takes it away at nighttime. Rakia. How do we know that it's also called the Rakia, or one of the seven is the Rakia? Shebo chamau levanam kochavim azalot kvuim. That's where the sun, the moon, the stars, and all the constellations are affixed. Shenemar. Vayitenu otam elokim birakia shemayim. Hashem placed all the constellations in the firmament of the sky, in the heavens. Shchakim. Shebo rechaim omdim. Shchakim means the things that are crushed. Because there is a mill. Omdot umvetochanot man tzadikim, and it creates or mills man for the tzadikim. Shneamar, it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, "Vaytzav shchakim imaal," so that he commanded the clouds from above. V'dalte shamayim patach, and he opened up the doors of heaven. V'yamter lehem man lechol, and he rained down on them man to eat. So you see that they are created, or the shchakim is the area where the man is stored and created for the tzadikim. Zivul shebo yushalayim beit hamikdash mizbeach banoy. And that Zvul is the place where Yushalayim Shalmalo and the Beit HaMikdash and the Mizbeach Shalmalo is built. Michael Tzar HaGadol made a makriv alav korbanot. And Michael Tzar HaGadol is makriv korbanot on there. And the parts of the girsa or an alternative girsa is that he's makriv the korbanot, b'chol yom, he's makriv the korbanot of the Nishmatan Shel Tzadikim. That he sacrifices the souls of the Tzadikim on that. And how do we know that? Shenemar, Bono Baniti Beit Zvul Loch, I built for you a dwelling place, Machon Shiftech Olamim, in the place of your sojourn forever. Minolan Dikre Shemayim, how do we know that's called Shemayim? Dichtiv, HaBeit Mishemayim Urei. Look down from the heavens above, Mizvul Kod Shechov Tifartecha, from your habitat, your holy habitat, and your glory above. So we see that the Zvul is up above in the Shemayim, and it's connected to Shemayim. Me'on, Shebo Kitot Shemalachi Asheret Shomrim Omrot Shira Balailo. Me'on is the place where the groups of the schools of Malachim are together, and they sing Shira at night. V'chashot Bayom, and they're silent during the day, Mibnei Kvodan Shel Yisrael, because of the honor of Israel, to allow Bnei Israel to sing Shira to Hashem during the day, and therefore they are silent. Shenemar, Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chazdo. During the day Hashem commands His kindness. Belayla Shira Imi. And at night the song is with me. Meaning that the song's there because the Malachim are singing at night. Amar Eish Lokish, Kolosek B'Torah Belayla. Anybody who toils in Torah at night, Kodesh Baruch Moshech Alav Chut Shel Chesed Beyom. Hashem puts a string of kindness upon him in the day, meaning that he finds favor or chain in the eyes of others. Shneamar, Yomam Yitzaveh Hashem Chasdo. Hashem places His chesed, His kindness during the day. Umatam, what's the reason for that? Yomam Yitzaveh Hashem Chasdo Mishum Balayla Shiro Imi. Because at night, the song is with me. What's the song? That's the song of Torah. Yikadei Amrei Amish Lakish Kolosek B'Torah B'Olam Hazeh. Shudome Lalaila, someone who is Osek and toils in Torah in this world, which is like nighttime, Akosh Baruch Hu Moshev Galav Chod Shel Chesed L'Olam Haba. Shem brings a string of kindness upon him in L'Olam Haba. Shudome Layom, which is similar to the day, Shnemer Yomam Yetzaveh Hashem Chazdo, Uvalaila Shiro Imi. So again, multiple interpretations of the Pasuk, but all of them having this idea that there's an opportunity in this world to do things that have impact in the other world, whether it's Bnei Yisrael singing the Shira to Hashem here, which impacts the Malachim's ability to sing Shira only at night and not during the day, or whether it's learning Torah in this world, which at nighttime, which then grants the person Chesed and Chayin during the day because the Kodesh Baruch Hu stays with him if he dedicates his nights, where it's usually people are sleeping, and instead of sleeping, he dedicates it to Torah, then his reward is that during the daytime, he will be even more successful, and he will find favor in people's eyes. And same is true, Lama Zeh Lama Ba, which are like, Lalaila V'yom. Amar Rabbi Levi, Kol Posek Midivrei Torah, Vosek Midivrei Sicha. Anybody who stops learning Torah, and then gets involved in idle chatter, Machalino Do Gachalei Ritamim, then we feed him burning hot coals, Shnemar, Hakutfim Maluach. Those that cut off the salty ones or the mallows, alei siach, by the bushes, vishorish ritamim lachmam, then the roots of the broom will be their food or their bread. So there we see that the idea that a kotfi maluach, the one who cuts off the alei siach, who cuts off the maluach, that the Torah with alei siach, with the words of sicha b'teila, then, shorish ritamim lachmam, those roots of burning coals will be their food. We know in Dikrei Shemaim, so how do you know that what we just spoke about here, that the ma'on is called Shemaim? Shnemar, shkifa mi ma'on kodshecha min ha-shemaim. By the Vidu Maser, the concluding part of Vidu Maser is that after you've done all this, that you say to Hashem, shkifa mi ma'on kodshecha, look down from your holy dwelling up above min ha-shemaim in the heavens. So we see the association between ma'on and Shemayim. Machon, how do we know that's another one? Shibo Otsrot Sheleg Votsrot Barad is the place where Hashem stores the snow and the hail. Valiat Tilalim, and the place where he keeps the chambers of dew. Talim Raim Valiat Agalim. That's the place where the chambers of the bad dews. Valiat Agalim, which are the strong rains or the water downpours that are going to hurt the crops. V'chadera shel sufa v'sa'ara, and the chambers of whirlwinds and storms, u'me'ara shel kitor, and the cave of vapors, v'daltuteyem esh, and their doors are of fire. Shneamar, divach Hashem l'cha t'otzara tov, Hashem will open up his store chambers of good. So the fact that he says store chambers of good implies that there's also store chambers of bad. And what he described here are all the difficult natural phenomenon that come down on the earth. Where it says, Hani Barikinu, Hani Baranitnu. What do you mean? Those stuff is kept up in the heavens? Isn't that down on earth? Dichtiv, Halu et Hashem min haaretz, that you should praise Hashem from the land. Tananim v'chol te'amot, the great monster, sea monsters, and the depths, Eish uvarad, Shelag v'kitor, fire and hail, snow and vapors, Ruach se'aro, the stormy winds, Oseh dvaro, that do his word. But that's min haaretz that you do that praise. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, David Bikesh Alehem Rachamim V'Ridam Naaretz. David prayed for Rachamim to bring them down to the land so that we would have more control over them. So Amar Lev Fenav Ribono Shalom, Lo Kel Chafetz Resha Ato. You are not a God who wants bad or evil. Lo Yugurcha Ra. You do not want evil to dwell with you. So now, the truth is there's no such pasuk as Lo Yugurcha Ra, but rather it's Lo Yugurcha, and the Gemara is interpreting it to mean Ra. That something that's evil will not dwell with you. Tzadik ata Hashem, lo yagur mimirgur chara. Since you are a tzadik Hashem, evil will not live with you. And since these things are bad and evil, therefore they don't belong with you. Minalan diikre Shemaim. How do we know this machon is called Shemaim? Because it says, Vatati shma Shemaim. Listen, O heavens, mechon shiftecha. The location of your dwelling. Or a vote. How do we know? Shebo tzedek umishpat utztaka ginzei chayim v'ginzei shalom v'ginzei bracha. Nishmatan shel tzedekim, ruach u'nishmuchot u'nishamot she'adid li'barot, v'tal she'adid HaKadosh Baruch Hu yo bo meitim. All these items are stored. Obviously, this is the top place where the best of the best is. So there you have tzedek and mishpat, righteousness and judgment, tzedakah, charitability, kindness, ginzei chayim, the store of life, v'ginzei shalom, and the store of peace, v'ginzei bracha, and the store of blessing, v'nishmatan shel tzedekim, and the souls of the tzaddikim, veruchot unishamot, and the spirits and the souls, shatiri barot, that are going to be created in the future, v'tal shatiri kosh baruch lebo meitim, and the dew that in the future will cause the tchiyat ha-meitim to happen. How do we know this? Tzedek u'mishpat, dechtev tzedek mishpat mechon kisacha, says that tzedek mishpat are the foundation of your throne. Tztaka dechtev vayubash tztaka kashiryan, that Hashem adorned charitability, kindness, kashiryan, like his armor. Ginzei chayim, the store of life, dechtev kimcha mikor chayim, with you is the source of life. Ginzei shalom dechtev vayikra lo Hashem shalom, he called him Hashem of peace, meaning that the peace is with Hashem. Ginzei bracha, and the stores of blessing, dechtev yisa bracha me'et Hashem, that you should take a call out for a bracha from Hashem, because it's with Hashem. Nishmatam shel tzadikim dechtev, because it says, vayita nefesh adoni tzura b'tzror chayim, that the soul of my master should be tied up with the tzror chayim, the knot of life, et Hashem elokecha, with God. So that's the connection to God, the soul being tied to God is the idea of living forever, or the ultimate chayim. Ruchot u'nishamot shadidi barot yachtiv, ki ruach melefanai yatuf, v'nishamot ani asiti, so that the spirits, which is in front of me, yatuf, is wrapped up, v'nishamot ani asiti, and I created the souls. So again, this is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tal shadidi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chiyot bo meitim, dechtiv geshem nidavot tanif, that the rain of plentiful tanif that you will send down or drip down elukim from God. Nachalatcha v'nil'a atakonanta. There was a plentiful or wonderful rain that you poured down when your inheritance was languishing or wilted. So here you see again, Hashem is giving that rain of life, of dew of life, in order to bring back that which is languishing, that which has passed away. Sham ofanim v'srafim v'chayot ha-kodesh. There is also all the items of the Maisei Merkava found in Yechezkel, the Ofanim, the Srafim and the Chayot HaKodesh, Umalachi Asherait, and the angels, V'kisei HaKavod, and the throne, Melech Kel Chai V'ram B'nisa, the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great living God upon high, Shochein Aleihem, and he is above all of them. Baravot, Shenemar, how do you know that these are all found in the Aravot? Shenemar, Solu L'Archei Baravot, extol him, praise him that rides Baravot, that rides on the clouds or on the heavens above. Bikash Shemo, his name is Kami, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu that's found in the Aravot. Munal and Dikre Shemaim, what's the connection between Aravot and Shemaim? Adji Rechiva Rechiva, we have a Gezer Shava, Gadik Gezer Shava, Ktiv Ocha, Solo Rechiv Baravot, Ktiv Otam Rochev Shemaim Be'ezrecha. So you see, Rochev, to ride, is associated with Shemaim, so that he rides in the heavens, Be'ezrecha, that he rides upon the heavens to be your help. So the Rochev is associated with the Rochev Aravot before. V'choshech v'anan v'arafel mekifim oto, and darkness and clouds and fog surround him. Shenemar yashet choshech sitro, that he made the darkness his hiding place. Svivatav sukoto cheshkat mayim, that around him his pavilion is this darkness of water, abesh chakim, these thick clouds. Is there really darkness up there with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the heavens? V'aktiv. Doesn't it say, V'hu galei, with an aleph, amikata, umisatra, yida, ma b'choshucha, unahura yimei shirei. He reveals the deep and the secret things. He knows anything that's in the darkness, and light dwells with him. So you see, the light is with him and not darkness. Lokasha. Habi beida bate gavai. That's in the inner chamber with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's light. In the chambers that surround a Kodesh Baruch Hu, those have the darkness that enwrap or shroud a Kodesh Baruch Hu with that hiddenness and that darkness. There's another heaven, another firmament above the heads of the Chayot, that there was this form above the heads of the Chayot, that was a firmament or a heavens like the awesome ice. Ad kan yesh lecha rishut ledaber. Until this point, you can discuss it, you can describe it. Mikan ve'elach en lecha rishut ledaber. From this point forward, that is not for our discussions. That's things that we cannot explain or things that we do not plumb the depths of. Shekein gadu b'sefer ben sirah. Because it's written in Sefer ben sirah, just good advice. B'muflah mimcha al tidrosh. Do not be doresh. Do not investigate things that are beyond you. Umechuseh mimchal tachkor. Things that are hidden from you. Do not search. B'meh shehur sheita hitbonein. Things that you're permitted to look into. Take your time. Make the efforts to do that. Ein lecha esek ben nistarot. You have no business getting involved with secrets, things that are beyond you. So we encourage you to look into and to be doresh, to seek out those things that are within your grasp and understanding. But things that are beyond that, beyond your comprehension, beyond your abilities, don't try to investigate or seek understanding of those issues, because it will only end up poorly, either because you'll misinterpret the information or it'll be too much for you to handle and it'll end up hurting you, as we'll see at the end of the daf in 2 days, about Arba Nichnasu the Pardes. 4 people entered into the Pardes, looked into these matters and went up into those places above, and the outcomes were not always positive. Okay, we're going to stop here. 8 lines down on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph.